wonderful, majestic world around us, it's time for Dear Science. Thanks to MOTAT, the museum inspiring the innovators of tomorrow.
And it sure is time for Dear Science. Hey, Joel.
How are we doing today?
Pretty good.
We're doing pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, we're loving life.
Seems like there's room for improvement there. It's not really good. It's not spectacular.
Yeah, we're all right. Can you cheer us up?
I can ask you a very important question right now.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This is serious. Okay. All right, ready, Beth?
Yeah, I think so.
What was the nuclear physicist's favorite takeaway?
Oh.
Oh. I don't know.
Kebab.
Fission chips.
Fission chips. Oh, that was painful.
That was painful.
Did you shudder, Millie?
I did, yeah. That was a whole body shudder. Yeah.
I apologize for nothing. So I bring this up because it is a great time to celebrate the New Zealand International Comedy Fest happening here in Tamaki Makaurau and Wellington.
Yeah. It's so fun.
Have you gone to any shows?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
I want to.
We need to.
I'm shocked. Sorry. People on the radio can't see how agape my mouth was.
He's
it was. It was pretty agape, yeah.
No, we do want to go, though. Yeah,
I have some recommendations for this week here in Tamaki Makaurau. So this is a music station, right? Do you like music?
Yeah,
maybe.
I would recommend seeing Two Hearts because it's like a stadium pop show condensed into a small theater.
You are kidding me.
It's gonna be ruckus. 6:30 at the Q Theater this week.
That sounds so fun.
What day?
Every day.
Oh.
Every day. Party rocking.
Party rock. And then if you're into climate change, there is actually a comedy performance called Is Climate Change Funny Yet?
I think I saw that. Well, not the performance, but...
You should see the performance.
Mm.
It's Tim Batt, 9:15 at the Q Theater.
Okay.
So these are just some floaters out there. There's a lot of good shows. Not specific just to these two, but those are the two I'm most looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
They sound great, but full disclaimer, climate change is not funny, and it's real.
Well, I'm laughing right now, so...
Laugh away. So what is the science around funniness?
Well, here's just the thing. Why do we even laugh in the first place, right?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Nobody knows, actually. But there are a lot of theories.
Yeah.
Many theories. And, well, I mean, studying humor is like dissecting a frog. You might learn a lot, but in the end, you have a dead frog.
Mm.
So we're not going to kill the vibe too much and break down comedy, but we are going to talk a little bit about smiling, laughing. Is that good for you? Why is that good for you? And, well, some researchers believe that smiling, laughing, that's a way to form a bond with people. And there may be some sort of evolutionary purpose here because it signals a sign that, like, everything is okay.
Yeah.
So if you look at a cartoon and maybe Wile E. Coyote gets an anvil dropped on him from a cliff or something. If you saw that in real life, you would probably be pretty disturbed.
Yeah, I'd like to say.
You might be a little disturbed.
Slightly.
Moderately.
But if you see that on the cartoon, you know that everything's okay. So humor is a kind of a way to almost relax yourself and to get out of that fight or flight mode that you may have had or humans may have been having to deal with in the past. And again, try to form that bonding. And indeed, what we have seen in the medical literature in the present day is that laughter helps. It can help. It can reduce stress hormones like cortisol. And laughter has actually seen to have a role in stress hormone reduction, improving mood, enhancing creativity, reducing pain, improving immunity, and reducing blood pressure.
That's incredible. Incredible research. So it's just all round a good time.
Usually, yeah.
Well, me and Beth do a lot of laughing, as many people are aware. We do a lot of giggling. So it's good for the immune system. That's interesting.
It's really interesting research that, like, even if you're a cancer patient, for instance, what they have sometimes is they'll have clowns go in room to room and cause laughter, which potentially could improve outcomes as well.
Thus proves the question, is laughter the best medicine?
I mean, probably not, but it helps. It's a good medicine, yeah.
Oh, true. Maybe not. So there's the best. Modern medicine, and then there's laughter medicine.
Well, here's the thing. They're actually integrating laughter into modern medicine because it is beneficial.
That's absolutely incredible. What else have you got about giggles?
Giggles. Oh, let's go back to our little climate change segue here with laughter and artificial laughter from, let's say, laughing gas.
Oh.
Are you familiar with laughing gas?
I'm not sure if that kind of laughing is so good.
It's the strangest feeling, laughing gas.
Laughing gas. So a few synonyms for laughing gas out there are nitrous oxide. That's the chemical nomenclature. We have whippets, which is very popular overseas terminology. We also have NOS, and of course,
NANGS. I was so excited about this story.
NANGS. So NANGS is nitrous oxide, the same stuff that they use maybe at the dentist when they're working on your old teeth compartment. Yeah. And turns out nitrous oxide is a greenhouse gas.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
So one NANG is equivalent to driving a ute about 15 kilometers.
I feel so criminal right now. Not to mention the litter. I mean, how many of us have slipped on a NANG in the streets? I have.
You have.
I've slipped and fallen. Because they're so round, it's like
the new banana peel.
They literally are. Mm. So it's equivalent to driving a ute. Oh, that's terrible.
So if you're going to go party at your mate's place, make sure you walk there, I guess.
Yeah.
To even it out.
Yeah. Okay. And then go plant a tree. Oh, well, that is so interesting. How much, like, is it a huge greenhouse gas in terms of?
Answer, yes. It's really? The third most important, because after CO2 and methane. Because the reason is because it absorbs infrared radiation so much more. 300 times better at absorbing than CO2.
Oh, that's shocking. That's really bad.
It's not great. But of course, NANGs are not the biggest source of nitrous oxide in the atmosphere.
Nice.
No, it's actually 70% of it comes from agricultural runoff. So a lot of nitrogen-based fertilizers, they can break down and turn into this nitrous oxide, which is where much of the impact of N2O, that's the chemical formula, nitrous oxide, is coming from.
So it's not the NANGs, we can calm down. But it is a little.
I would like to remind our audience that it is currently illegal to recreationally inhale NANGs
in
this country, only for food prep purposes.
Yeah, whipped cream. No, I saw someone inhale xenon gas to a similar effect that kind of like discombobulated.
So that's, yeah, so laughter. In that case, that's a really dense gas, and it changes your vocal cords.
It changed, yeah. There's a really good psychosocial chemist who, like, and he does drugs and things. It's really bad.
Whoa.
But, yeah, no, Hamilton Morris, amazing work if you ever want to take a look at him. Yeah. And speaking of cool people, you've got some cool stories about whether comedians or performance.
Right. So for all of you thinking about taking up the guitar and going to go play some Coldplay under the tree in the park.
This such one, a specific scenario.
This one's for you. So there was a recent study that was looking at the attractiveness of people that play music.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Is this going to be an ego boost for me?
Are you a musician?
I am.
She really is.
What do you play?
Predominantly guitar.
Oh, yeah. Do you know any Coldplay?
No. Does that take me off the roster?
No, it probably boosts, okay, if anything. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So who's hotter?
Well, it turns out what they did is they took pictures of people. There was a study of about 60 people, and this was all heterosexual couples that were also basically students at a school, so they're also predominantly of European descent. So there's always these biases in these types of studies.
Yeah.
Of course, when there's such a small sample set. But what they did is they took pictures of people and they had them rate things like how attractive their face was, whether they would be interested in pursuing a long-term relationship or even a short-term, just based on their picture. And then they did the same thing, but they played music with it and said, well, actually, this person is playing that music right now.
Yeah.
And so the attractiveness or the desire to, quote unquote, date this person actually went up for both males and females in this study.
That's amazing. Go, Beth. Go get him, Beth.
And for males, but not females, though. When a female was told that the male was playing that music, they actually found them more sexually attractive. Like, they had a better face if they knew that they played music.
Mm. Oh, I have seen that effect, you know. See it with Kurt Cobain, I'm like, kind of. And then you hear him playing, you're like, ah, yeah.
So importantly, based also on that, the desire to have, quote unquote, from the study, a one-night stand also increased.
Really?
Interesting.
But the desire to have a long-term relationship with that person did not change.
Wow. Oh, that's funny.
Do we know why?
That is exactly what they're investigating, okay, at this moment. But there are a lot of theories, of course. And so comedy kind of has a similar dynamic where a male that is funny is thought to be, you know, more attractive, but it's actually unchanged with the female.
What
so
do you mean?
A funny female is not thought to be as, doesn't have that same bump in attractiveness that is observed from surveys, of course, from a male.
Well, I'm giving up on my jokes now.
I feel
serious.
Like, is that to do with misogyny a little bit?
It's believed to have originated from some sort of social dynamic because they've done studies to see, all right, who's funnier, men or women?
Great study. Eye roll.
And so, like, one of the ways they tested this is they had, like, a blank cartoon with a caption, and then they would have people fill it in and see who produced the funniest results, and men and women were equal in their ability to make jokes. And then they did another study where it would give men and women different cartoons, and they would rate the cartoons based on how funny they were, and they found the exact same results from men and women. So men and women both have the same ability to be funny and can also spot comedy at the same rate.
That is amazing.
But
wow.
There is that,
it's not an even playing field.
But there is that difference that I just mentioned where men are, I guess, seen as funnier than women.
Exactly. And on that note, should I bust this theory? I've got a joke for you, Joel.
Oh, hit me.
How do you keep a turkey in suspense?
Why, I'm not sure.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Brutal.
All right, well, on that note, thank you, Joel. Thank you, Science. And thank you, MoTat.
Well, I didn't know that before. Dear Science, thanks to MoTat, the museum inspiring the innovators of tomorrow.